Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching the Maui fires and has compiled evidence that the technology exists to have started these fires from a satellite in Earth orbit. He has also confirmed that the CCP had satellites capable of doing so above Maui at the time of the fires. His work has been published on his website, stevefavis.com, and includes everything you need to recreate these findings. The most efficient way to ignite a fire on the surface from a satellite in Earth orbit would be to paint the target in segments by pulsing the laser with an advanced targeting system. To see if this were possible, Favis calculated what it would require to create a meter-wide, mile-long fire. Fired from a satellite, the Earth's atmosphere will absorb and scatter some of the laser energy. And so the laser would need to be in a wavelength range that minimizes this. The most effective wavelength would be in the near-infrared range, which would allow better transmission through the atmosphere. The near-infrared range would be invisible to the naked eye and would also have a minimal reaction with objects colored blue on the Earth's surface. The power of the laser would need to be in the hundreds of kilowatts range, and so Favis based his calculations on a 10-megawatt laser firing from Earth orbit. Assuming that the atmospheric loss amounts to 50% of the overall power and only 5 megawatts reaches the surface as a 1-square-meter beam, it would ignite a fire almost instantly. If this 5-megawatt beam was pulsed across a 1-meter-by-1-mile-long area in segments, then the time to ignite the entire area would be roughly 2.7 minutes. And it would only take approximately 8.8 seconds to melt an aluminum alloy wheel. The amount of energy required to pulse a 10-megawatt laser for 2.7 minutes would require approximately 3,220 capacitors, which would amount to about 32,200 kilograms in weight. Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition. The CCP's most powerful rocket, the March 5, can launch up to 48,500 kilograms of payload, which is more than enough to carry the required payload in Favis's calculations. But Favis has found that the CCP has much more powerful lasers deployed already. He has calculated that the CCP has up to 70 gigawatt lasers in Earth orbit right now. That's at least 100 times more powerful than what he factored into these calculations. Adjusting NORAD's default coordinated universal time, or UTC, to the local time zones, Favis found the following. The Olinda fire was ignited at approximately 10:47 p.m. on August 7th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The Lahaina fire was ignited at approximately 6:37 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 55836 was directly over the location. The Kula fire was ignited at approximately 11:30 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The so-called deep state does not want you to know that deadly lasers of mass destruction are freely traveling above us. And you can check this all for yourself at stevefavis.com, where he provides the source code and has developed a specific software program that you can download and check for these satellites yourself. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a jam-packed hour number three today. We already had a loaded plate, big time, like two loaded. All the crazy stuff going on with constitutional lawyer and great historian Robert Barnes. But just minutes ago, it broke. Hunter Biden indicted on federal gun charges, NBC News. And I just popped in during that 1 minute break and I said, hey, Barnes, what's going on? He goes, it's a cover up, which he'll, I knew that, but he's a lawyer. We all know that. He'll be able to break down what this really means. But they also need cover for all the political actions against Trump to say, oh, look, we're being fair. We've gone after Hunter Biden, but we also have Politico, CNN, all today attacking Biden. That's why I said days ago they're getting ready to indict Hunter because they're wanting him to step down. They're trying to force him out. He's been a puppet so far, but he's actually holding on. So, Robert Barnes, vivabarneslaw.locals.com to find all his great podcasts and popular shows. Barnes, there is so much to cover in this hour. U.S. cruise missiles raining down on Russian fleets. A year ago, the Pentagon said we can't do that. It's World War III, Abrams tanks, F-16s, all these Trump indictments. What's happening with the election, the Hunter Biden situation. Matt Gaetz saying, hey, we're moving ahead to go ahead and unseat McCarthy, who did promise he'd do all this stuff like impeachment and the rest of it. Hadn't done it. So all hell is breaking loose. But I think it's fair to say the tide has turned, but I don't want to be too optimistic. The bad guys have some tricks up their sleeves. So let's talk about, and then you'll have the floor here, go wherever you want first, but in general, in the general 35,000-foot view, where is America? Where is the world right now? How would you describe the climate politically, culturally, economically?
Well, I think we're in a very precarious place. I mean, economically, we're looking at the likelihood of a major recession within the next 6 to 12 months, a major housing decline, a major equity market decline. We see that in a wide range of economic data that's been highly predictive of in the past. We see China is in a major problem with its internal real estate issue, which might blow up its economy. What might that mean for China? Might China go into Taiwan? Might they want to escalate martial or military conflict themselves as a way to escape their own internal economic problems from their own real estate bubble created by a managed economy? And then you have what I consider the most precarious threat to America, which is this weaponized lawfare and the attempt of the granddaughter and great niece of some of the most radical communists, foreign communists in global history, who's the federal judge presiding over the Donald Trump case. Trump team moved to disqualify her this week. I think they should have moved earlier, but at least they moved finally to disqualify her based on her prejudice and prior statements. You have the overt, open criminalization and punishment for the first time in American history that I know of, saying that someone's speech and press activities is grounds for an incarceral punishment, which is the case of Owen Schroyer. You have the cover-up that's being taken place with Hunter Biden. What appears to be meaningful efforts to punish and prosecute are actually techniques and tools designed to prevent Hunter Biden from being subpoenaed by Congress in the impeachment inquiry.
Exactly. You create a fake indictment to suck up all the other investigations.
Correct. And you give him Fifth Amendment right. Remember, I mean, the deal they've already cut with him, which I believe his team can enforce anytime they legally want, is that he was granted full immunity for pretty much everything, and the government already signed that, which makes it a binding contract. So what is all this stuff about, well, we're going to indict him on these things and we're going to pretend that's no longer enforceable? It's very simple. Because he was given complete immunity, he no longer had a right to assert the Fifth Amendment if Congress subpoenaed him in an impeachment inquiry. So they need to dodge Hunter Biden being able to be forced to testify in the impeachment inquiry that could unravel the entire Biden family corruption scheme that he and his sister seem to have been wanting to expose in their own way about their father, by leaving laptops behind, by leaving diaries behind that exposed their father for the last better part of a decade. So how do you prevent that? You say, oh, he has Fifth Amendment rights. Well, he does not have those rights with that immunity deal. So what do? You pretend there isn't an immunity deal. You bring an indictment on gun charges. You let those charges linger. You don't rush those charges to trial. And you drag them out long enough so that he can't be forced to testify in any impeachment inquiry.
And that's kind of like Sam Bankman-Fried, where he has a whole bunch of charges, but all the campaign finance is dropped because he was a money launderer for the DNC. Then later they'll drop the others.
Yeah, I mean, it's multiple guises. I mean, they got Sam Bankman-Fried to agree to withdraw his challenge to extradition on grounds they wouldn't indict him on the various campaign finance charges, even though the government knew they were going to succeed in that extradition of him. So the extradition was just a pretext, a procedural pretext, whereby the government could be forced not to prosecute any charges that could implicate the Democratic Party directly. And it's the same pattern. I mean, Senator Vance was voicing yesterday, the SEC, which is involved in the FTX case, also involved in going after various crypto, Ripple and others, has been politically weaponized. As Senator Vance said in the hearings yesterday, what's taking place, as was seen in the attempts to attack Truth and the efforts to create investment in Trump's new social media alternative, what happened? The SEC went after everybody connected to it. So we have the overt political partisan weaponization of every single part of our legal system. And the greatest, most imminent threat are the charges against Trump and the D.C. case against Trump. What happens if they literally lock him up and various corrupt actors try to keep him off the ballot? There's no constitutional basis to do so, but that doesn't mean rogue judges and rogue officials won't try to. What happens if he's in prison while he's waiting for trial, while he's waiting for the election day and can't campaign, which is what they're trying to do? We've never seen this before in American history. This is the most overt, open, political, partisan weaponization of the legal process on the criminal side that we've seen since the civil version against InfoWars and you. And we saw what the system tried to do there. They're trying to replicate it here. It would mean the end of the rule of law in America, the end of open, fair, free, and transparent elections in America. And it is the greatest deep state threat to democracy and to peace around the world and to prosperity at home.
Well, let me ask you this. Big picture, we use a football analogy. It's halftime right now. Who's winning? And then what do you expect the deep state to do next?
Well, the American people are winning, and Trump is winning, and the populist revolution is winning, and that's why they're resorting to more dirty and desperate tactics and techniques. And that's what makes it so terrifying from a perspective of anybody who loves America and believes in freedom and prosperity and liberty. We have to defeat this. And the key is because they can't win at an honest election. An honest election, Trump wins. An honest election, he won in 2020. An honest election, he won in 2016. So an honest election, they know that Biden loses. The problem they have, as you mentioned, a lot of people want Biden out in the Democratic Party establishment, but they don't have a backup. You know, Newsom is more unpopular. Kamala Harris is more unpopular. Hillary Clinton is more unpopular. They don't have a popular.
So they painted themselves into a corner. What do you expect them to do if you play out all the pieces?
I think the deep state apparatus will ultimately stick with Biden and try to keep his corpse alive to survive through impeachment, survive through the election, and try to, they right now really believe that just a conviction would sink Trump. It won't. Any conviction in a show trial in a circus in D.C. presided over by the scion of foreign communists is not going to convince anybody in America that not to back Trump. Trump's platform is real simple. You know, peace abroad, prosperity at home. Joe Biden, war abroad, poverty at home.
And now Trump's added, stick it to the system, I'm hardcore. So let's use Owen as a microcosm. Again, I'm not a super genius or a rocket scientist like Elon Musk, But I do know that that would make Owen 50 times bigger, what they just did. Now he's everywhere. Every show wants him on. Everybody's calling me. He's doing, you know, 20 interviews a day. Well, don't they know messing with a clean-cut, nice guy with no criminal record and putting him in jail for trying to stop a riot? It just discredits them, but they only think one level, like, I'm going to crush you. It's something's wrong with these people.
Well, yeah, you know, we're both a fan of certain films that capture this. Think of, like, when tyranny is at its later stage, it's more a dumber-down idiocracy stage, it's deeper, desperate stage, that's when it gets dumb. And that's what we're seeing. Now, the scary thing is, dumb can be very, very dangerous. Dumb gave us World War I. Dumb gave us the Great Depression. So dumb can bring a massive global disaster for the whole world.
No, I agree. Dumb people with major power are the most dangerous thing there is.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, Tucker made this point the other day. Said, you know, it's not just that they're morally degenerate. It's that they're intellectually incapable and incompetent.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ruma, they want to say anybody offended can sue you into bankruptcy and oblivion. Now they want to say that if you say anything we don't like about an election, then we can lock you up. And we don't care if you're a member of the press. We don't care if it's purely speech that's the basis. And we don't care if you're the former president and likely future president of the United States. That's how dangerous. This is very, it's as brazen as when they killed Kennedy we're on the eve of the 60th anniversary of that assassination. It's as brazen as that. Them openly, I mean, you see it with how Joe Biden is reacting to Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy says, hey, I would like Secret Service. There's been a lot of death threats. And he's the first person to ever be denied Secret Service protection that requested it.
And as you know, Secret Service protection after his father was killed was given to major candidates because of his dad.
That's exactly right.
The law is for him, for his dad that he saw killed.
Correct. And do you have a more blunt symbol than that? Than Biden saying, nope, I know that there's a risk you die. I'm going to make sure that that risk goes up. I mean, you couldn't have a more blunt statement. That's why Robert Kennedy Jr. this week came out and said, wrote a letter to the Democratic National Committee and said that this is a rigged primary. He's not like Bernie Sanders. He's not going to hide under the sand and go home when he loses. Kennedy's like, look, if you rig the game, then I'm going to consider running as an independent or third party candidate. That you're either going to fix the Democratic Party or the Democratic Party is dead to me, to my family, to my
supporters. And for folks who don't know, explain what they've done. You talk about trying to steal elections, trying to disqualify MTG and Gozer, indicting Trump, admitting it's for the election, Biden saying we're going to do it. But in the case of what's happening with RFK Jr., they admittedly are saying you can't campaign or we'll bar you from the ballot. I mean, this is next level. We're not having debates, and you're not allowed to campaign. I mean, come on, people.
Not only that, they were demanding that if any elections were held, he pay for them. He himself personally pay for them. So they say, if you want there to be any elections taken, any primary votes taken, you're going to help. You're going to pay for the cost of it.
When does the president of an incumbent party not get challenged in the primary? I mean, that's total election fraud right there on his face.
Yeah, and it's escalating. If you run in certain states and you get any votes or you even campaign, we're going to deny you your delegates. Secondly, we're going to stack a bunch of super delegates in there so that your delegates don't count. Third, if you want any primary to be held, you're going to have to pay for it yourself personally. Fourth, all the DNC resources are being used explicitly to help Joe Biden. How is that a primary process? Fifth, we're not going to allow any debates to occur whatsoever during the entire process. And last but not least, if you're unhappy with any of this, we know there's escalating death threats. And we know that we've coordinated and conspired to censor you directly since 2021 as a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals just found and enjoining the White House from continuing to do it. The main target of that disinformation so-called campaign was Robert Kennedy Jr. We're actually going to put your life at risk and make you spend money on personal security because we're not going to let any Secret Service provide any support for you, even when the Secret Service apparently requested that they be allowed to do so. That is how insane this is what happens when you get Caligula, right? It's one thing when Caesar crosses the Rubicon. Well, now Caligula has crossed the Rubicon. And that puts us in a very frightening place. And for those who know their history across the globe, they understand what a dangerous time it is. And that means now is the time we have to be active. This is 1775. And what either is going to come forth is 1776 or 1984, and it's going to be up to us, the American people, to decide which path we take.
Let's shift gears into Russia. Just last year, Biden said if we give them Abrams or F-16s, that's World War III. It is. On the threat continuum, the RAND Corporation analysis and the Russian zone doctrine, now they're giving them heavy cruise missiles and long-range missiles, and they're blowing up the Russian fleet in its own port. This is just madness. So a year ago, or less than a year ago, 10 months ago, Biden says we can't do this. It's World War III. Now it's like full scale. I mean, the establishment is gone beyond cuckoo.
And it even gets worse because, I know Dinesh D'Souza's got a film called Police State coming out. I mean, you had those films out more than a decade ago. We're just seeing that reality. Zelensky and one of the weirdest people to show up for a deep state front person, this trainee from Las Vegas, who was trying to infiltrate the Republican Party, ends up being the Ukraine Defense Department spokesperson, who is cheerleading the efforts to torture, imprison, and kill and execute Gonzalo Lira, the American citizen over there, who's now still in prison simply for his speech. And his trainee spokesperson suggested that Ukraine is going to take actions around the world. Not only that, what did Zelensky say this past week? He said it sure, you know, he doesn't know how all the Ukrainian refugees might react to any country that doesn't do whatever they demand. What does that sound like? It sounds like we're going to have homegrown Ukrainian terrorism throughout Europe and the United States. So they're threatening terrorism. They're threatening to target anybody who is a political opponent of their regime. They're saying they're going to extort them until they continue to escalate.
Mars, since you mentioned it, let's play the clip. This is like Mars Attacks, where the alien poses as a female. You've got this dude who says, kill all Ukrainians, Heil Hitler, basically. And then now this dude is up there saying, we have Ukrainians inside America, and we have sleeper cells. And it's a dude as the main spokesperson for the Ukrainians. Here it is.
That their obsessive focus on the Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
So, we got sleeper cells in America, and you got the Nazis a few weeks ago in Florida. Hail Biden, we're going to get everybody. I made the Mars Attacks joke, but I mean, this is basically what it's like. Here it is. Back in. Here comes the Ukrainians. Maybe the lady from Ukraine, the dude, is actually Zelensky with a wig on.
Hi there. Are you interested in the White House? I work there. I'm the press secretary. My name's Jerry Ross. Maybe you've heard of me? You wouldn't believe the pressure of my job. Nice to see a new face.
There's the Ukrainian defense minister. All right, guys, you found one of the clips. Find it inside the White House. We're going to kill everybody. Barnes, what else do you want to hit when you come back? There's so much to cover. What do you want to hit next?
We could talk about a range of topics. The housing market is concerning. Sidney Powell's going to go to trial in October, televised trial. I hope she does a really good job. This is the first opportunity to really present election evidence.
They're moving these trials quick.
Yeah, she wants a trial fast. That's an interesting choice. She severed from Trump. That happened today. I hope they put, there's a lot of great, John Eastman has presented a great defense in the joke of a disbarment proceeding before the California State Bar, which is increasingly an embarrassment.
And then we got the governor of New Mexico and the gun grab. I want to talk about it all with the great Robert Barnes, straight ahead, or as the left calls him, Bobby B. what a great guy. We'll be right back.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants.
antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to shift gears into the unconstitutional mega tyranny grab in New Mexico coming up to guns. Let's blow up our face some more. But if you want to be trendy now, you've got to be a man that's now a woman. So we have the tranny spokesperson for Ukraine saying we're going to come after Americans inside the U.S. We're going to kill the press. We're going to attack everybody. It made me think of the aliens in Mars Attacks posing as a woman to get in the White House. Well, then I'm a woman. And I am now the Russian spokesperson, and I'm a woman. So you've got to listen to everything I say. I've got a pink fur Russian hat. I'm not sure somebody... This is just in my office. I just found this a minute ago. So they delivered me stuff that listeners sent. It's got some great cigars. I want to thank the folks who sent that. But look at this. I mean, now you got to... I'm a woman now. You got to listen to me, just like Mars Attacks. There it is.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
That's the Ukrainian national spokesperson promising to unleash sleeper cells all over the world, including America, and kill us. Well, if Trump got back in the White House, look out. Here she comes. Trump and Melania. I want to stop joking around here. I don't know if this is too much fun. How dare the president attack a woman?
Don't shoot!
Footage of the Ukrainian press secretary attacking the White House. And she did just say she will attack Americans and kill them, which is liberal. And the FBI loves it. Oh my God, they just shot a woman. Well, that would be given sensitivity training for that.
Thank you.
Secretary. All right, I'm going to quit jumping around our bars. This is deadly serious. Let's shift gears into New Mexico and beyond. What are they thinking? We know it came out a year ago, that a couple years ago, the feds, the Justice Department, told in Virginia and other states, declare parents protesting pedophile time, drag queen pedophile time, and critical race theory and all this as terrorists, call for the feds to come in. Looks to me, I'm guessing this governor got put up to this. You think I'm right? Or is she on her own? And then you got this federal injunction? Because that's really jumping the shark there.
Well, it's a test run. I mean, it's what we've talked about ever since 2020, which is that they're trying to see whether they can put into the Constitution what our founding generation understood needed to never be there. But that was the great fatal flaw of the Weimar Republic. I mean, that Weimar Constitution was considered the greatest constitution of Europe at the time. So how did it lead to the rise of the Nazis when two-thirds of Germans never voted for the Nazis? Real simple. There was an emergency exception written into the Constitution, and it allowed them to carve up the entire rules and rights protected under the Constitution. So I think ever since they got away with it during the pandemic, they've been wondering, can we use it for another pandemic? Can we use it for something else? Can we use it for climate change? Can we use it for gun violence? Can we come up with some other pretext to suspend everybody's rights? And I think she was just doing a test run. And the test run didn't work, so they'll step back from it. Federal credit to Gun Owners of America. Unlike the NRA, Gun Owners of America has actually been active, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, got active, won an injunction this week against her order, saying this is clearly unconstitutional in violation of the Second Amendment. Babylon Bee made the joke that she was thinking about suspending the First Amendment because of protest about the Second Amendment suspension.
But she did say in her press conference she could suspend the first two. I mean, that's just crazy. So it's just a wanton power grab.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's like what you're seeing right down the road there in Austin, where you have the only attorney general to take the lead against the 2020 election, the only attorney general to say he is willing to go out there and investigate Pfizer and Moderna about the COVID-19 vaccine related to Brooke Jackson's case that we have in Beaumont, Texas, that the federal court reactivated last week and said we can continue to pursue. the only attorney general to sue the Biden administration more often than any other attorney general in the country on core issues of immigration and the rest. Ken Paxton, they're trying to impeach him in the trial this week in Austin showed it was completely bogus.
By the way, I meant to cover that. Owen covered it. But people that haven't seen the clips, I'll try to grab some right now. I sent the crew days ago, but I never got to it. The lawyers for Paxton are like, so did you have any evidence to the state agency when you went and reported him to the FBI for crimes? They go, no, no evidence. But all of the news, they said they had evidence.
Completely. I mean, the in the House, how did half of the so-called Republicans in the House, when I was trying to tell people why it was you couldn't get a fair trial even in Texas, said the problem is the Bush regime. You mean, how did half of the Republicans in the House vote for this complete joke of an impeachment in a rushed process that turned out to have no evidence? None. Zero. Unlike what the media said about the Biden impeachment, in which there is overwhelming evidence of his guilt, and they claimed it was without evidence to open the inquiry. There was literally no evidence as proven at the trial this week in Austin. They simply tried to railroad him. It was a coup, and it was a coup led by the Bush rhino corrupt old oil man ring in Texas. And going back to the kind of people that helped facilitate the Kennedy assassination in 1963. And it shows the problem with the Texas Republican establishment. It is an embarrassment that the biggest populist advocate in the state of Texas, they tried to remove from office based on nothing at all. All he did was his job, and for it, they tried to impeach him.
And since you raised that, let's play one of the clips from just earlier this week.
Let me get this straight. You went to the FBI and reported him for potential crimes without any evidence. Do I have that correct?
We went to the FBI and reported.
Please answer my question. Yes,
our belief that criminal activity had occurred.
That was not my question.
The witness needs to answer the question, yes or no.
Did I ask it again, Mr. Vassar?
Please.
I want to get this straight. You went to the FBI on September 30th with your compatriots and reported the elected attorney general of this state for a crime without any evidence. Yes?
That's right. We took no evidence.
And he goes on in the exchange to say we never had, but the media said, oh, they had all this evidence.
Yeah, there's none of it. Remember, I mean, they claimed that supposedly he had the contractor fix up his kitchen. It turned out there was never even any changes in his kitchen. I mean, it was all fake. It was a fake case all the way through. And luckily it got exposed because at least they actually had a trial on the merits there in the Texas State Senate, but never should have got this far. What are these House Republicans, every single House Republican in Texas, that in the Texas legislature?
Well, sure, but I mean, just to interrupt you, I'm not a lawyer like you, a star lawyer, but the politicized controlled FBI and Justice Department, the feds passed on Paxton because the guy's just straight arrow. And like you said, a builder that was a donor to him gave him a better deal on his kitchen, and he didn't even do that. So you got exactly. Hunter Biden, pedophilia, Chinese agent, open borders, human smuggling, World War III, total crime everywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Credit savings exhausted. Credit card debt maxed out. But wages still behind grocery costs. They're just getting hit. And every day, you know, Paul Krugman and Joe Biden are going out there telling them they're just nuts and the economy's great. And it just enrages them while they see billions and billions and billions go to Ukraine and the various foreign corrupt allies of the Biden administration. As Trump's been saying, I as president made you rich. Biden as president made his family rich. And that's a key resonant within the entire.
I agree, but it's also admitted globalist policy that Trump broke with. He's not perfect. They want to make us poor to control us. That is the nature of it. So I don't get. I mean, I understand working class people see this, but what about the academics? Can't they see nuclear war with Russia that we're rapidly approaching is not good? Do they have no survival instincts?
Their arrogance exceeds their competence, and that's where Tucker nailed it the other day. And that's going to continue. It's like you would have thought, as we look back in time, that the various leaders of the Russian and Ottoman and Austro-Hungarian Empire would have thought, you know, a global world war is probably not going to work out well for us. But
let's explain to the Germans. I'm not lionizing the German general staff in 1943, but 2 years before they failed, they went to Hitler and they said, sir, the U.S. is coming in, Russia's here, we're going to lose within 2 years. In fact, the German general staff was the best military at the time in the world per capita. They predicted to the month when Berlin would fall with war game scenarios, and he said, get out of here, you're cowards. And then it ended up killing 10 million more German civilians, 22 million Germans, 27 million Russians, you know, millions of other people died. And I'm not calling, because obviously Biden doesn't run things. We don't want him to be assassinated. But Is there no Operation Valkyrie within the bureaucracy? But I guess because it is a bureaucracy that's promoted all these dimwits and pedos and weirdos that none of them are even competent to see, like the German General Staff, that you're going to lose. I mean, I'm not up here confidently saying to the CIA you're going to lose because I want to just say that as a confidence thing. They lose. America goes down. The dollar's dead. So as much as I hate our establishment, I don't want to even see the empire die. I want to ratchet it down and fix it and then, you know, pull back. But they're just, it's like having a car engine that's redlining about to blow up, and they just ram the accelerator down, and I'm like, hey, I'm in the car with you, stop it. They're like, no, shut up, we'll put you in jail too. They're nuts.
Completely. And I think that's what's so frightening about them. I mean, it's very Madeleine Albright, Victoria Nuland, Hillary Clinton.
Madeleine Albright, hey, did you kill 500,000 kids? Yeah, do it again. The woman can't pick up a 2-pound dumbbell. She can't wipe her ugly fat ass, but she's slurping her lips about dead kids, man. The woman is exactly, it's a bunch of Madeleine Albrights, big, fat, ugly old women starting World War III. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's people with pathologies combined with incompetencies that make them such an unusually dangerous, pernicious combination. I mean, you see, when someone like General Flynn gets in, they let General Flynn get in briefly so that he would identify all the white hats. I know because I represented some of those guys. Every single one of them got targeted by Mueller. After they remove Flynn, they target every single person that Flynn said was good and capable to remove them from positions of power. Then you get COVID-19, and they use the vaccine mandate to purge the military of all of its dissidents, to purge anybody within the federal government of all of its dissidents. A lot of the people I represented in those cases were people they wanted out because those are independent thinkers. They don't want any independent thinkers in any positions of power.
No, exactly. But why is it okay to triple sanctions after a decade and admittedly kill 2 million Iraqis, 500,000 kids, and then enjoy it? I mean, these are just, and then she's a woman that you know, never even been in a fist fight, never probably cooked her own meals. Her dad famously helped the Nazis round up Jews. She's got stolen art in her house. She's now in hell, of course. She's dead. But, I mean, it's just, it makes me feel pathetic, though, that we're ruled over by a big, fat, ugly old woman with a big brooch on her chest that runs around murdering people, and it's like the left likes that.
Well, what it is, we let these incompetent it's like the people writing films these days in Hollywood. You know, why are the films so woke? It's not just because of ideology and the idolatry of their ideology, but it's because they're not good writers. They're not actually competent. They're not smart. So they disguise their ineptitude with political promptitudes. And so that's what we're getting now. We're getting the same dynamic, except these people run the State Department. These are people like the people of the CIA who went and bribed analysts so that they would falsify data knowing that it came from Wuhan, that it was a lab leak connected to U.S. military intelligence and the Chinese Communist Party and Bill Gates, who was involved, and Anthony Fauci, who was involved in funding that particular facility. They bribed them to keep it a secret from the world.
And let's expand on this.
Serve America's interest.
When I was growing up, my dad knew a lot of people. He had FBI agents who were playing chess with him, other people. I had family that was involved in black ops. And these guys all look like Superman. You look at the average FBI agent, they look like a meth head. You see the CIA, they look like rats. I mean, literally, our government wasn't perfect back then, but at least they put people in that were the overachievers, you know, the top, you know, soldier, the, you know, the top test score, the, you know, the top Morse code person, the person that proved themselves. And now they don't like that. They literally put scum that doesn't even understand how dangerous this is in charge, because people that I knew growing up did not do crazy stuff because they understood the danger. They were competent and smart, and they had respect for things. These people have no respect for anything.
And it's what happens when you purge your entire apparatus of the Snowdens of the world. They're scared of anybody who's independent, anybody who's self-reflective, anybody who's knowledgeable about history is a threat to their power. And consequently, they've purged everybody who has that mindset.
That's
what
just
does that
like
do?
Pol Pot, after he'd already killed millions of people, had full control. He said, now, kill anybody that has glasses, because that means they had money. They can read. Then it's like, kill anybody that has over an 80 IQ. And they helped bring Pol Pot in, and he just killed them because they could write.
Exactly. And it's what happens when you basically elevate, you purge independence. In the process, it purge intelligence, true intelligence, not some cognitive test intelligence, but real life intelligence. And the kind of intelligence that's self-reflective, the kind of intelligence that's history-informed, the kind of intelligence the audience has. I mean, think about it. It's the same mindset of the people who went after InfoWars. They assume we sue you into oblivion. all your audience will go home and quit. They won't continue to support it. They won't go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products that keep InfoWars on the air. Surely they'll feel become cowards and run for cover and feel shame and support the censorship because of the lawsuit. But that didn't happen because they underestimated the independence of the InfoWars.
Exactly. So in closing, you're on fire here. To join us again next week if you can, Robert Barnes. But let me just ask you this. Back to the situation with the overall government. What about Matt Gaetz going after McCarthy? McCarthy is not done what he said he would do with impeachment or even having subpoenas for Hunter Biden. Where do you see that going?
I think he has no choice but to go forward with impeachment. He's trying to avoid the embarrassment of losing an impeachment vote in the House, knowing what damage that would do to a bunch of Republicans. And he's got so many idiot Republicans in the House that he has that risk. But I think he's got no choice. He made the promise of impeachment. The evidence is so overwhelming. Liberal law professors like Jonathan Turley are identifying all the ways in which impeachment is the only remedy. Why? Because the Justice Department is so corrupt. And the only question is, did the President Biden commit an impeachable offense while he's been president? Clearly he has. And as Trump has been pointing out, the big one is Ukraine. He's putting at risk of nuclear war because he's paying back the people that bribed him for over a decade. So you couldn't have a more impeachable offense. It's something that can't be remedied by the election because we might all be dead by the time of the election because of this corrupt idiot, this Caligula in the White House, his fraudulency the second. So I don't think we have any choice but to move forward with impeachment. And I don't think McCarthy has any choice but to move forward with impeachment. But credit to Matt Gaetz for holding his feet to the fire, because otherwise I'm sure McCarthy would still be hiding under his desk like he was on January 6th.
And Gaetz has said it's not enough. We don't want lip service. We want impeachment now to put them on trial and get them on the defense. Robert Barnes, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Just Google Robert Barnes. He's everywhere. Incredible job, Robert Barnes. Thank you so much.
Let it be here, Alex. Person number one is the federal government's calling you these days.
That's catching. I like that better than Alex Jones was right. I'm now person one.
Exactly. I mean, so important the federal government has to identify you as person one. That sounds to me like the most important person in America, and they're probably right.
Well, in another case, they called Trump person one. Well, what does that mean? Like I'm the Don or something?
The super secret name that cannot be mentioned.
Oh, my goodness. Robert, thank you so much.
Glad to be here, Alex.
All right, I got some other news I want to hit, and then the great Dirk Hernandez is going to take over. Head of the great Owen Schroyer is going to be put in prison any time. Maybe next week, begging him to report to prison. So pray for Owen Schroyer. I need your support. You want to support Free Speech Systems, get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus is back. DNA Force Plus is back. Bodies Over Tumor Formula is back. That's a big deal. InfoWarsStore.com. You want to go to DefendJones.com. That's for my own personal, professional fees and the rest of it. I'm totally maxed out. I'm upside down. And, I mean, I'm just going to keep staying on air or whatever. But, I mean, we've really fought this hard. We're starting to win. We need these funds to stay on air. DefendJones.com. There at Give, Send, Go. I want to thank you all for donating. DefendJones.com. And DNA Force Plus is back in stock. But the big one people are so excited about, what it does for your entire body, your entire health, your hormone balance, everything. Everything is in it. This is the Real Red Pill. Real Red Pill Plus, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps on air. People are really excited. Yes, the Real Red Pill that you've all been begging for, it's back at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I don't blow smoke at you. It's powerful. Real Red Pill Plus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.